not sure of guidelines, no, but wouldn't the town pay for that $50 fee? Since it's related to
Yeah, it's really
planning and all that.
I was actually thinking about asking the university to pay for it.
Well, that's whatever floats your boat.
Make sure we don't put this on the minutes that, you know, two competing people willing to pay for my seminar.
Just let me know. If you can bring me your seat, I'm sure we can reimburse you.
Okay, I'll see if I can get the university, because I can also tie to the university. Okay. So, but anyway, what I did do is I got on their model ordinances. You know, they've got a list of about 10 that they consider to be really good. And I was looking for, obviously, a beach community, and I found one. One actually that was on there, which is Fort Myers. And so what I did is I went ahead and printed off the Fort Myers Commercial Design Standards, which is a form base. And here's one for you guys, if you want one. I printed off six of them. And, you know, based upon the webinar that I looked, you know, again, the idea of form-based planning is to go from a kind of a Euclidean, what's called a Euclidean or a two-dimensional idea of planning, just based on zoning and what you could put in a particular map space, and do a three-dimensional thing where you have your zoning, but you also have the architectural characteristics that you want to have for your particular community and so forth. There's basically two documents that you need to do. First of all, you need to identify on the map what area is covered by form-based planning. And that's, I forget what they call it, but that's called a certain sort of thing. And then what you do then is you put together your design standards for different types of things. So if you have commercial buildings, if you have townhomes, if you have whatever in this particular area, you want to have design standards for the different categories. They can either be very strict design standards, they could be very loose design standards, it really is however you want to do it. So anyway, I thought that, you know, I don't expect anybody to read this right now, but this is actually the Fort Myers, which is identified as one of the best ones on the Form-Based Planning Institute. And you can see, I mean, this is pretty good. You know, again, this is a beach community, and when you actually get into the Fort Myers zoning ordinance or planning ordinance, you know, they're really trying to promote the idea of tourism. They're trying to up their tourism. It's based upon a tourist economy and stuff like that. So it's kind of close to our situation right here. Obviously, it's much bigger than we are. But, again, you can just see as you flip through, you know, this whole idea is that you go to the second, third pages. You know, they got a picture of what they would like their facades to look like. You go on, you know, there's different types of entrances. You know, continue on, they look at different awnings and canopies and balconies and bay windows and porches and, you know, just a lot of examples about what they would consider the design standard for their particular things. And then as you go to the very end, one of the things I did notice that almost every single form-based planning document that I saw really emphasizes the idea of pictures. So people going out and taking pictures of examples of what they would like to have in their community. You know, so it's not just descriptive sort of things and drawings. You actually have some pictures right there. So I thought this was kind of interesting because obviously they're cleaning up their sign ordinances tremendously, you know, getting rid of pole signs and, you know, all that sort of thing and getting more attractive sort of signs. But anyway, this is just a good example, I thought, of, you know, what we're really talking about if we want to do form-based planning. So that's really all I wanted to mention today. My sense is that the council was interested in us looking at it. Yes?
Can you access this like through Google Earth or something? Just to take a look at.
Well, it's on their webpage. I can send a link to everybody. You know, the Fort Myers. I can send a link of the Form-Based Planning Institute to people. I mean, it's a good institute just to get people kind of a sense of it. But this I just downloaded from. I mean, there's 169 pages, and this is the design standards are only about 20 pages.
That's
a whole more than this.
That's probably more than I need to know.
Yeah. And, you know, and the way they point out with Fort Myers is almost exactly like Curie Beach. What they did is they have six different areas. You can see right here, Santos Downtown, Santini Village, you know, Central Business, I guess, and Commercial Plan Development. I think four of these are just normal zoning. And so they just pick one or two, like what we were talking about, the Central Business District as a form-based planning, and the rest are just simply still the traditional Euclidean type of zoning process. So anyway, just something to look at. I would suggest that, you know, maybe during the summer, things kind of slow down in the summer, and we all just kind of, you know, maybe get on the links and look a little bit at it, and maybe after summer we go back to the council, see if the council's interested in us pursuing this, and if they are, then maybe start some public hearings about design standards and stuff like that. Any quick comments? It clearly is the approach that well-planned, particularly tourist communities. I mean, you look at every tourist community that is like a top 10 tourist community, and they all have form-based planning now. It's trying to maintain and enhance the degree of tourism. So, La Jolla, Laguna Beach, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, they all, as you kind of go off the coast, same thing with Florida, coming up the coast of Florida. Okay, agenda item number 5B, follow-up on resolution for past member Jim Shuda. I saw that it was passed on the council minutes. I'm not sure what happens after that. Is it just the resolution, or is it framed and given to somebody?
Something has been...
I don't know that it was framed or given. I have no idea about that. It wasn't on the agenda. So I'm not sure.
I mean, how would resolution, I mean, that would be a nice gesture to have.
It is a nice gesture. It's usually given to them in the council meeting. She was not there. I'm not sure if Nancy's tried to make contact with her or what's been going on with that. That was something that Nancy was handling.
Okay. Would that be something that you could check on? I mean, just to see because it'd be nice to just get it printed off into a resolution form and put into a frame.
I'm sure that's been done. I hope it's been done, but I'm not 100% sure on.
Questions. All right, agenda item 5C, follow-up on council progress and selection of P&Z vacancy.
No, that wasn't.
Okay, so it's been advertised, but there's been nothing beyond an advertisement.
We'll need to re-advertise it, intend to advertise
it. I don't know if she's received any applications. I have not heard of any.
Was it advertised like we normally do in the paper?
Yes.
Like that?
That's correct.
We got one for beach protection, but nobody was.
I might suggest that simply the members, we're all interested in planning. That if we know of anybody that is interested in planning and lives here, to kind of take a more active, proactive idea of getting people involved rather than just through the advertisement. And I was just thinking after you said that, who do I know that might be interested in something like this?
But do they contact? Do they keep the old applications on file?
I don't know. I would think they would, but I don't know that for a fact.
Yes.
Well, maybe it would be wise to contact them and see if they're still interested.
Good idea.
All right, so there's no action on that, I think. New business. Anybody have any new business? The only thing I would like to do is... maybe add something to a future agenda to talk about alternative energy issues. I mean, when you start thinking about alternative energy in terms of solar panels, windmills, geothermal, all sort of things that we could have here, we don't really have, as far as I know, anything in our ordinance that addresses like putting solar panels on the roof. I mean, it seems to me that something, I've got several of my friends now that are doing that. They've got the quotes. I'm going to have somebody come out. I don't know if I can do it or not. One, I got the homeowners association, and then we got the towns.
There was one done right around the corner from me at
653.
653.
Okay.
Settlers Lane. Yes.
We may want to think about some ordinances related to alternative energy, because I think that's going to become a big thing in the next couple of years as solar panels go down. People might want to put windmills up in their backyard.
That's going to be a real problem. There's a lot of new developments with all these windmills, especially with the height limitations here.
It's one of the interesting things, too, because this happened when I was on the Planning Commission out in California. The problem we were having, that's before the small satellite dishes, they were these really big satellite dishes. There was a federal regulation that said that the local municipalities could not regulate those. That if somebody wanted to put it up, they could put it up wherever they want, regardless of that. And I just wonder, if there's some federal stuff moving through that may...
Well, that might be something we want to investigate.
Start looking at. So, anyway, I'm just suggesting that we may put that on the agenda item for August, when I get back, is to talk about ordinance or planning issues related to alternative energy issues.
It's going to become more and more into the forefront.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
And, you know, more and more people are getting plug-in cars. There's a number of things that you may want to talk about. Again, for planning people, I'm more interested in windmills and solar panels and stuff like that that we may want to consider. Okay, any other new business? Well, this is going really fast. Member items, just a reminder that I will not be here for the July meeting, but I will be back for the August meeting. And
are you going to have a July meeting?
Well, are we required to have a meeting?
I don't know.
Right now, if you want to.
Yes.
It's got
I know lease protection does not happen in July nor August.
Well, I mean, I won't be here, but my concern, obviously, is why bring people out if there's not a whole lot there for us to go. And we may not even have a forum. I mean, we don't have anybody replacing it. This is next, and you don't have a quorum, so, but that's,
that's up to y'all.
If we can counsel them, then it not save everybody time, then.
Well, it's going to be July 5th anyway.
Yeah, if there's no session or something that says we can't counsel it, I move to counsel them.
Well, I think it's got to be advertised, because it is a mandated, you are a mandated commission.
So that would cost money to advertise.
Well, I'm not sure if Nancy can do it through the server or the email server, or if it's going to have to be on the paper. If it's going to have to be in the paper, we're looking at $85.
I'm sure it won't bust the budget.
Why don't y'all just say cancel it if it doesn't cost us money? If it does, then somebody can show up and
we'll have a quorum. Yeah.
And when you want for that motion then, to motion canceling the July meeting if it doesn't cost money to advertise.
That sounds about right.
All these days of poverty, that sounds, I think people would understand it.
Well, why don't we say pending the holiday and absence of a member and another member being out of town, Let's just delay the table of the July meeting till August.
That might work.
All right.
And we're not canceling, we just table it. Or can you do that without it being the meeting, man?
I don't know.
I hold this not here, so I say whatever you guys. I plead ignorance of the law. I'm like,
because it could just be you and I and two of you here, you know. Sorry. Three of you. You know, being a holiday weekend, a lot of people will travel.
I think it would just be.
July 4th on Monday. We're looking at this meeting being on 5th on Tuesday.
The other thing, I mean, if you wanted to have a July meeting, I'll be back on the 21st or 22nd of July. So we could have a July 20th.
And then you have one another week. Doesn't make sense.
All right, well, there is a motion to, I guess the motion is actually technically a table, but I don't know if we can table a meeting. Do you just want to cancel the meeting?
Yeah, let's just say we'll cancel.
Okay, so there's a motion to cancel the July meeting. Is there a second?
And we don't want to put anything in there about
cost.
Then we advertise on it.
I know, give me some wording. Do you want me to take that out, or you want me to put subject to the cost of the procedure to cancel?
That's really up to these folks, because they're the ones that will be here.
Just motion to cancel it. If we can't cancel it, which I know we can,
then you call us on this end.
Okay, and call Ann too, so. Okay, so there's a motion to cancel it with an understanding that if it costs money to advertise, that the members will be notified to have a meeting for the July meeting.
Or John can let you all know.
And that way we'll get everybody to be here. I'll say what I'm saying.
Okay, so just give me that motion again.
So the motion is to cancel the July P&Z meeting. With an understanding that Sean will let members know.
If any cost is involved.
If any cost is involved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nobody opposed? Any other member items?
Well, actually, I got one. Before I came over, an email from, I used to have a property in West Jefferson, up in the mountains. And that town just finished, I was reading the newsletter quick, and they just finished burying their power lines. And they're just a small little Main Street town. Mm-hmm. It's an artsy little town, and they're revitalizing it and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was going to contact them, see if I could find out how they did, if they got grant money and stuff to do it. If, I think they're a co-op, I think. Seems to be the link that links everything together. The power company's a co-op up there.
Okay.
And everyone is looking for doing it on 3rd Street also.
I'm curious. Yeah, well, they can't cancel 3rd Street, but who knows. But I'm kind of curious as to, you know, that at Fort Myers or wherever it is, you found the form. But I didn't see any in any of those pictures any power line.
I should be pretty easy enough to check to see on the website. I wasn't looking for that, so I'm sure there's a picture of the Fort Myers.
Yeah, but I didn't see it here, just, you know, as Alan was mentioning it.
So, and if you do call, it might be interesting to see what the cost was too. You know, to do it, because that's you know, with the modern technology, I think that you were talking about, Barry, too. I mean, there's some self-tunneling mechanisms to do it. Well, you know, it seems
I can't really make a statement on what I think is our power company.
But I just figured some information we could, if it ever comes back up again.
I've been noted to say expletive deleted.
Okay.
Off the record, like, what, member attendance?
Okay.
We do have kind of an issue with that, don't we?
I think there's actually a formal requirement. And we don't have to be off the record. I think this should be on the record. I mean,
there's a number of meetings that.
I
think it is three meetings. I think you have to, if you miss more than 3 meetings, about being excused. At that point in time, not considered a member anymore, if I remember correctly.
Would it make sense for somebody to contact Ann and see if she's interested in continuing to serve? Usually people start doing this a lot, and maybe lack of interest.
I did see the email that she sent back after the reminder for the meeting. I went out the other day, and apparently her mother's having some serious health issues.
Right.
And that was her reasoning for not making this meeting. I believe it was last month's also. So I can understand that. I'm not sure.
I can understand it, but you know, my mom's having serious health issues too, but I can make a 10-minute meeting on Wednesday and I can go to work. I'm expecting a phone call at any time, but certainly. I don't know. I think it's a good put. I think that when you join a committee, particularly a mandated commission like the planning and zoning, you know, there is an obligation to show up and form your service.
She was the business owner that was supposed to be a big part of.
Right.
You know, all of this stuff that's coming up, all the stuff of the past too. Her attendance has been pretty poor from the beginning, but.
Did you want to make a motion to? I could contact her via email as the chairperson and see what her level of interest is. And plus, if I contact and say, "Are you interested in doing it?" She says yes. That's going to be kind of a light of a fire too to start showing up. Mm-hmm. And I'll express, do it in a way that I understand about your mother. My mother's in the same situation, but. Particularly if we start going into form-based planning, that's going to have some public hearings and all sorts of things like that. So.
And now we're, without a member, and we have no application. All right. We can function as a three-person.
Do you want me to contact her and gently see what her level of interests are?
Yeah. I think it's going to have to happen sooner or later. So.
Okay. Well, I don't mind doing it. That's. Is that the consensus then? We can contact her. Any other member items? And what I won't do is I'll contact her directly, but I won't copy anybody else. I'll just inform if I get, you know, that way it kind of keeps a little more confidential. It's still public record, obviously, if I contact her about it, but it just keeps it a little more confidential.
I wouldn't know. I try to avoid any of that.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'm just learning how to text.
Okay, one second. All in favor, say aye. Okay, good.
Motion, second.
And does everybody sign the card?
What is that guy, Wiener, got called?
Tweeting.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how to do
the bad that. Thing is he lied so much about it. Did you
learn something? No.
About tweeting?
About Wiener.
About Wiener?
Come here. Okay.
All right.
I got to run downtown now, so.
Be careful where you travel here.
Yeah, I'm going to Virginia this weekend. I was in Virginia last weekend. I'm going back to Virginia this weekend. And my wife just went to Europe today. I just dropped her off at the airport. So she's sitting here working my head off. And she's going to go traipse around Switzerland and Spain.
Thanks, everyone.
See you later.
I'm hungry. I'm going to get something to eat. Where my wife throws it out to the hall. No expletive deletions up there.
Okay. Hey, John, some appraiser was trying to get a hold of you and me about some question, some obtuse question about rebuilding the side of a house or something like that.
I'm going to appraise him every
day. Okay, I mean, he was calling
what
me.
What was he calling you for?
I guess because I was on the planning commission, and he was asking me stuff. I was clueless, you know, like, if it's 3 inches this, can I do this 6 inches, and, you know, stuff like that, and I said, talk to John. And then he said he was trying to get